Here's the way the creative process works. So you were source energy. Part of you came forth into this body. You're mixing it up with others, and you are sending constant rockets of desire forward. Forward, where the source within you is taking them. Now, do you understand that everything that exists around you is an extension or an expanded version of a previous vibration? Everything is vibration first before it becomes thought form or before it takes form. So even this world that you see spinning in its orbit was at one time only a concept, a vibrational concept. And here you are now, full-fledged human beings with all of your physical beingness, interpreting vibrationally this time-space reality. Everything that you know around you as the real physical stuff is just an extension of thought. So everything that is coming in your future is now already fulfilled vibrationally in what we are calling your vibrational reality. We've been calling it your vibrational escrow, your vibrational reality. Now, there are a lot of people scoffing, oh, vibrational reality. We say, you must not scoff at vibrational reality because all reality came from vibrational reality. And it comes fast if you will allow it. You are on the leading edge. The manifestation time between the inception of thought and the lining up with it is seconds in many cases. You are on the brink of instant manifestation in many cases for this reason. You are not new to creation. You are longtime creators. And you have set a lot into motion even before you came into this physical body. You had a vibrational escrow brewing before your feet even hit the ground here. And now, with the last conversation you had with someone, with the last thing you watched on television, with the last book you read, with the last movie you went to, with the last thought you thought, you have been contributing to this vibrational escrow, and it is brewing. No, it is swirling. It is a gigantic vortex of attraction. Now, we want to call your attention. You've been hearing about law of attraction, but few are even coming close to understanding the power of law of attraction. This is the law that creates worlds. So here is this swirling energy. How did it get there? You put some of it there before you were even born. You've been putting it there every day of your physical experience. So here is this vortex of becoming. Feel it, this vortex of becoming, this vibration, this pure vibration of all the things that you want, all the amended details that you've been asking for. Here it is swirling, 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 and law of attraction is summoning all, hear this, all cooperative parts to it. What do we mean? Cooperative parts meaning things of a vibrational match. So, you didn't have a lover, you ask for a lover. You had a lover with no money, you asked for a lover with more money. You had a lover who didn't like you very much, you asked for a lover who really likes you. You had a lover who didn't share your values, you asked for a lover who shared your values. In other words, you've been building this escrow, and this escrow is vibrationally vivid and real and attracting. So, here is your request on all kinds of subjects. And there, as your request is pulsing because it's being tended, no, it's being known, no, it's being beed by the source within you, and law of attraction, powerful law that creates worlds, is amassing all cooperative places, people, events, things. All things necessary to fulfill what you've been asking for are being drawn by this powerful vortex of attraction. The question we want to put to you is, are you cooperating? Are you cooperating with your own desire? No, I'm bummed that I don't have it. Are you a vibrational match to your lover? No, I'm mad at the one I've got. Are you a vibrational match to the well-being that you're asking for? No. No, I've joined an online chat group, and we complain. We complain all day about how bad it is. No, I am, in my human form, the one uncooperative component of my creation. So, what happens to your creation? Do others get it? No, they got their own going. So, will my creation go away? No, it'll just get bigger.